This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, CityCast listener. Ever thought about getting a tattoo, but the permanent part held you back? Well, ephemeral tattoo is all about removing that barrier. Their tattoos are designed to fade in 9 to 15 months, and they were a hit when they launched in Brooklyn last year. A few months ago, they opened their fifth location in Montrose and were booked solid for weeks at a time.
All right, so, are we?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Okay, should I just be normal?
Yeah, no, totally be normal.
Okay, all right, so welcome to Ephemeral. Like I said, you can just follow me this way.
Brooke Lewis edits our newsletter, Hey Houston. She went to check out Ephemeral and, yes, get a tattoo. Producer A.K. Al Mulman went with her to see if the experience lived up to the hype. I also talked with the company's CEO, Jeff Liu, about how the company got started and why they came to Houston. It's Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. I'm Lisa Gray, and this is CityCast Houston.
So, I've never gotten a tattoo before, but when I heard about this place, I wanted to give it a try. Because growing up, getting a tattoo was kind of looked down upon by my strict parents. I'm an only child, so tattoos were no in our household. Love you guys. I also never wanted the full-time commitment of getting a permanent tattoo, so this seemed like the perfect middle ground.
With Ephemeral, it's the same thing as traditional tattooing. The only thing that's different is our ink. So it's the same layer of skin, same pain level, unfortunately, but it's just the same thing.
Yeah.
On one hand, it's like a real permanent tattoo in that it's applied to the skin with a tattoo needle, tattoo machine, and by a tattoo artist. But unlike permanent tattoos, which aggregate into particle sizes that are too large for your body's immune system to remove, our ink actually shrinks over time after it's applied, allowing them to be small enough to remove by your body's immune system, effectively allowing you to enjoy everything that you enjoy about a permanent tattoo, but without the lifetime commitment.
This is just a quick example of our fade time. So this is from about 1 to 12 months. After 3 months, you can use your tattoo as a stencil if you want to get it done permanently, if you really, really like it. I'm currently in the process of doing that right now.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that. This is another quick example from 1 to 15 months. There's a lot of ink transfer in the waves right here. As you can see, after about 9 months, it still is there, but after 15, it's completely gone. Some people think we are like a hoax. They're like, oh, it's not gonna fade away. But it does. I promise you it does.
We learned early on in our development cycle, which began in 2014, we realized if we wanted something to last a long time, it had to be applied to dermis, which can only be done with a tattoo needle and the tattoo machine. But we also embraced that because it meant that we could augment the existing industry with our ink. We decided to go to market with our own tattoo studios because we also saw opportunities to innovate the end-to-end experience as well.
So what does that mean, end-to-end?
Yeah, so for many first-timers who get a tattoo, they'll often cite how intimidating that experience can be. They go into a tattoo parlor, can be a little bit intimidating, hard to ask questions. And so we realized that given our customer base was mostly going to be first-timers, we wanted to offer a different experience in person. So we decided to invest in our own studios, hire our own tattoo artists, and offer an experience that could be welcoming, inclusive, inviting, and be a place where first-timers felt really, really comfortable.
So less edgy? No Confederate flags?
Tattoo
artists who look like they're bikers?
Yeah, we certainly...
Maybe a little of that? Yeah,
we certainly wanted an experience that was the best of tattooing and that it offered still a lot of creativity and artistry. But yes, we wanted to hire artists that were really customer-centric. And unfortunately, in some parts of the traditional industry, artists see customers simply as... truly a canvas, a means to kind of satisfy their creative ends. But we've kind of flipped that paradigm here at Ephemeral.
As a tattoo artist, how do you feel about the idea of like a fading tattoo? Like a lot of tattoo artists seem very proud of their pieces. They display their pieces. How do you feel at the end of the day that like you put in this piece of art in, and then it kind of just goes away. Is the temporariness of it part of the art history of it?
I actually love it for the novelty that it is, because I say it almost every day that if this had existed before I started getting tattoos, I wouldn't be stuck with half of the tattoos on my right leg, because they're all very questionable. I have like a game of Hangman on my leg and another game of tic-tac-toe.
Oh, that's,
you know,
so
just really
funny.
Ridiculous stuff that shouldn't exist.
Walking in, honestly, it wasn't exactly what I expected. It just kind of already put me at ease. Like, I felt like I was walking into kind of like a spa, just because of the nude colors, like the plants they have. It's also very quiet because I think it's the end of the day, so they don't have as many people getting tattoos. So it just feels, I felt a little nervous walking over, but now I feel more at peace and just kind of excited for what's going to happen next.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's poppin'. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So I got a tattoo based off of one of my favorite songs, Million Little Miracles by Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music. I listened to the song a lot last year after I quit my job. The song is talking about being grateful for all the little things in your life. So in a season that I took a leap of faith, it was a good reminder that God would always provide the little things that I needed, and also to be thankful for the ones I already had. The tattoo I picked says miracles on miracles, and getting it just made sense.
So, miracles on miracles is good.
Yay!
So we're gonna go ahead and do it.
Okay. I'm gonna go, did you like the font though?
Yes, that's beautiful. Honestly, that's sick. Exactly, yeah, amazing. That's beautiful. Okay.
So I'm gonna go print out the stencils, and then I'll be back with like three sizes to choose.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be right.
Perfect.
Are you nervous about your first experience?
I'm a little nervous, but after I came in, I felt really chill and relaxed. Cool. So
yeah, great.
Apparently it's more painful on the wrist. So I'm like, I don't know how that's gonna feel, but
so now that we moved it up, does that like?
Yeah, after? That's yeah.
I'm about to shave your arm to get the area ready, and then I'm going to sanitize it with rubbing alcohol. And then I'm gonna put stencil stuff on your arm, place a stencil like a sticker, peel it off, and then we start the tattooing process. So I'm gonna like stretch your skin, and we're gonna put the needle in there and do all of that jazz.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you wanna check it out in the mirror?
Yeah. Yeah. I already like it, and I like the placement of it too.
But I'm gonna have you lay with your head on this pillow and your feet going this way. And then you're gonna just kind of pop your arm on this guy.
Okay.
Perfect.
How do you feel?
I'm excited. Like seeing it now, it's like, oh, it's real, but I really like the font, the mm-hmm. way it looks. It's so
placement
pretty.
Is perfect.
Yeah, the placement is perfect. And it's something that like I wanna look at all the time. So that's why I'm like, okay, this is awesome.
Do you want me to do like a test line before we start?
So yeah, maybe. Yeah, just to get an idea.
I'm gonna do like a little dash over here before I go.
Okay.
Everything's gonna be true.
And you said this was your first tattoo?
It is my first.
I'm
Exciting.
Yes.
Well, let us know if you need absolutely anything.
Okay. So that's what you're going to be feeling.
That feels like normal. Like, it doesn't feel bad. It doesn't feel like, I don't know, what I thought it might, like stabbing. Like, it feels like, oh, there's just this thing. Almost like the dentist's office, like a drill. Like, when you're getting a cavity. Honestly, I'd probably getting a cavity fill is worse.
So you're ready for the real thing?
Yeah.
I will mention that all of our tattoo studios are designed with their local communities in mind. So we have 5 studios across the country. Each aesthetically is very different from the other. And we do try to borrow a lot from whatever markets that we decide to open up in.
So what is Very Houston about the Houston one?
So Houston was a really important city for us to have in our top 5. We think it's often neglected or by a lot of upstart brands.
We Houstonians feel that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what we really appreciate about Houston, I think what our little known facts is, one, it's a huge city, 4th largest in the country. People seem to forget that. But it's also a city that's culturally vibrant and incredibly diverse. It's a minority majority population. And what we stand for here at Femoral is inclusivity, opening up participation in the tattoo industry, offering self-expression for anyone, everyone. So it felt, in keeping with the brand and what we believe in, and also a bit of our founding origins as well, to be in a city that represent a lot of the values that we believe in.
So I don't know if you watch the Netflix show Mo.
Yeah, I love Mo. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a tattoo is a big part of that show.
Yeah.
It's a plot point. Mo's mother is horrified that he got a tattoo. And it's this interesting clash between his parents' culture and his present here in Houston. And I was wondering, is that temporary idea with ephemeral a bridge in a way for a lot of people?
I love that question and I love the reference. And I think to answer that, I'll first give you a bit more of our backstory. So we were founded in 2014 and our founders are Dr. Brendan Pierre, who's an Afro-Caribbean immigrant, Dr. Vandan Shah, who's an immigrant from India, and then Joshua Sakai, who's from a Jewish family out in Long Island. And all three came from families where tattoos were taboo or off limits. It also just happened that Dr. Pierre and Dr. Shah are PhD chemical engineers. So they thought to themselves, well, hey, wait a minute, we may have the ability to actually start to solve our own problem, give ourselves access to body art, self-expression in a way that doesn't actually come in direct conflict with our cultural backgrounds. So it took about 7 years to develop this ink. And for me personally, I came on as CEO in 2020, and I come from this Chinese American family out of the Bay Area. And my mom, when I turned 18, said, if you get a tattoo, we won't let you back in this house. You'll never get a real job. And so I wasn't brave enough to challenge her at the time, but I guess many years later, I joined a tattoo company as my own way to kind of bridge that gap. But funny enough, my mom actually got a tattoo with us last summer.
Oh,
and she,
what did she get?
She got this rose tattoo, this beautiful rose over her shoulder. Uh-huh. And what I think is like hilarious, but also kind of revealing about her experiences, it was a lot of hemming and hawing, like, mom, you should do this because I want to know you're proud of me. And then she finally said, okay, well, if we're going to do it, here's a bunch of inspiration I have. And she had years of inspiration on her phone already of all these tattoos that she had admired. And it was so fascinating to see how once we were able to lower that barrier by kind of eliminating, taking permanence out of the equation, you start to realize this idea of using your body self-express is truly ubiquitous, no matter where you come from. There are, to your point, and reference the Mo, just cultural barriers that prohibit people from considering or thinking they can participate. And what's really amazing about our product and our brand is we do see a lot of people who come from those backgrounds and people who come from religious backgrounds that actually realize that ephemeral can be finally their solution.
So do you know who is showing up at the Houston shop now to get tattoos? Is it the hipster Montrose crowd or is it more people's moms like yours who've been waiting all these years until they can get a tattoo that's temporary?
Yeah. So I'll tell you kind of broad. I'll start broad in terms of just our customer and then I'll get a little more narrow with Houston specifically. So about 70% of our customers nationwide are first timers, people who don't have tattoos but have thought about tattoos for most of their adult lives. That starts with mostly millennials. We have customers that will on average go up to late 30s, but also we'll see folks who are in their 60s who finally can get that one tattoo they dreamed of since they were 18. Our customers do skew a bit more female as well. But and when it comes to Houston, and I'd say Houston, New York, and certainly the Bay Area, we do see a rich cultural diverse audience as well. So we do have people who are part of the Muslim faith, the Jewish faith, people who, again, due to their beliefs, can't get permanent tattoos. And we see a lot of people who are, you know, in kind of those industries that historically have seen tattoos as taboo, right? You know, kind of white collar industries. And I think that reflects the fact that body art and kind of and fluid identity is starting to become more accepted and more tolerated across the country and certainly in Houston. So I don't know that it would be kind of your typical hipster crowd. I actually am always surprised and amazed by how different our audiences look and how they span kind of every potential persona that you can imagine.
Oh, that is so interesting. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for talking with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. So Lisa, when are we going to get you your tattoo? Unless you have permanent tattoos already. I'm not sure.
I was actually going to volunteer, but another person on our staff beat me to it.
You are done. You feel like a new person.
Exciting. Oh, it's so pretty.
It looks perfect.
Yes.
I feel excited. Like, it hasn't hit me yet that I got my first tattoo. I don't think it'll hit me until I can actually probably look at it every day and, like, see it. But I'm excited.
So it's been about 3 weeks since I got my tattoo, and so far it's healing nicely. I've shown my friends and also my parents, and surprisingly, my parents actually approve. They really like it. I definitely recommend the experience for anyone else that might be unsure of getting a tattoo, because I really love mine.
That's all for our show today. But a quick note before we go. After we recorded this episode, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that some ephemeral customers say that their tattoos have lasted for more than 15 months. We will check back in with Brooke next year to see how hers is doing. If y'all want to see what Brooke's tattoo looks like, you should subscribe to our newsletter. She ran a photo of it this morning. That is at houston.citycast.fm/newsletters. We will be back tomorrow. Talk with you then.
One of my favorite stories that ephemeral ever posted online was this guy that went to, I think, San Francisco. And he is manifesting a girlfriend named Lydia. So he got the name Lydia tattooed in a heart on his chest. And I love that. He doesn't know Lydia. Lydia is not his girlfriend. And he's still just like, no, but she's coming. And I'll be ready with her name on my chest.
Wow. But she has a timeline to show up. Because yeah. It's like,
yeah.
She only has like 15 months.